We'll move on to item nine, and that's to consider authorizing the attendance of board members first for 9A at the NASRA annual conference, August 4 to 11. It's a virtual meeting. There's a conflict noted with the board meeting, but with a virtual meeting, that conflict can be avoided, of course, at least I think it can. On item 9A, is there any interest in attendance to the NASRA conference?
This is a conference that Gail goes to often, isn't that correct?
Yes, I have attended this one in the past. And I would say it's a pretty good conference.
Are you going to be attending this year?
I am.
Okay, I'll be a possible. I'm not 100% sure, but
all right. So at least one. All right, David. Anybody else interested in the NASRA conference? All right. So let's move approval for one board member, and we can certainly amend that later if we needed to. But I heard one. So is there a motion for one?
So moved.
I'll second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to approve a board member, Dr. McDonald, to attend the NASRA conference. On the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Tinley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Schumann-Uwer and aye. Phillips.
David's aye. I'll second that. Aye.
Watts?
Aye.
And Powell?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Item 9B is the 2021 Invesco Real Estate Global Client Conference, November 2 to 4 in San Diego. This also presents a conflict with the meeting. This is actually a non-virtual iteration of this conference, so it would require us to consider, to the extent we have board members who want to attend, how we handle that. I realize that it's in November, but should be after the cessation of the governor's current orders. So we will return to some state of normalcy, depending upon what the legislature does with the Brown Act. We can sort that out later in terms of how we handle members who are attending. So with that preamble, are there any board members interested in attending the Invesco conference in November?
I am.
Got Louis?
Has anyone been to this before?
Scott, you've been this before, right?
I have been to this. Jerry Tellis, I know, has been. Tim regularly attends, at least has in the past. It's actually a very good conference. The thing about the venue, the Torrey Pines Lodge venue, is that it's relatively compact. So the breakout rooms and the different sessions are easily accessible. So it's not like walking the New Orleans Convention Center, right? You can get to most places in maybe two to three minutes. So it's got that going for it. And it's they usually have provided some very informative conference information. They have some very talented and smart people, of course, and give you a global view as well as a you know, domestic view on a lot of subjects. So I definitely think it's worthwhile, David.
Well, a major day for the conference is that Wednesday when we have our meeting.
Yes.
Correct. So, yeah.
Okay. So in the past, for those who have attended, and I've been one of those, I know Gabe attended, Jerry, we have done a telephone link from the conference to the meeting here. I say here, we're not actually physically in the meeting room, but in the good old days, the board would physically be in the meeting room, and those who were external are calling in. The agenda has been posted previously in accordance with the government code to indicate that. The premises at the lodge are posted for public access should anyone be interested. So at least under the current construct of the Brown Act, that's how it's handled. The biggest challenge you have is the periodic overflight of the Osprey aircraft about every 3 minutes. Other than that, it's manageable. All right, any takers? Louis's already won. I may be interested. I want to think about the logistics of this, though. I may be interested.
I would as well, same vote for you, Scott, but may be interested.
All right, Donnie and David, were you tentatively interested?
I don't want to miss a in-person meeting, but yeah, I'll be interested and consider.
All right. So it sounds like this is not open to the general public. So our constraint is going to be 4 members, right? We can't have 5. So by my count, that's 4: Louis, myself, David, and Donnie. Anybody else? I'm happy to step aside if somebody wants to go.
I'll put that in the form of a motion. Approve 4.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to approve 4 to attend the Invesco Real Estate Conference in November. On the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Watts.
Aye.
And Powell.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries unanimously.